the blessed month of Ramadan.
In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the 14th program in our series, Blessed Month of Ramadan. May God accept your prayers, accept your fasts and other acts of worship. As you know, modern science points out that eating less leads to more health, longevity and freshness. Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rizal, peace be upon him, the 8th infallible heir to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said, "The human body is like a clean and fertile land. If necessary, precautions are taken into consideration for irrigation. Without any excessive watering that might result in inundation, it would lead to a bumper harvest and further cultivation. But if this land is neglected, weeds would grow all over, making it useless." Dear listeners, what has reached us in relation to Islamic teachings and rulings such as fasting and prayers are the legacies of the Prophet and the infallible Imams, peace be upon them. Through the untiring efforts of dedicated ulama or religious scholars who tolerated many hardships on the path of acquisition of knowledge and promotion of genuine Islamic teachings. Even at times being forced to leave their homes. At times, the dedicated ulama or religious scholars have denied themselves of the most important necessities of life on the path of acquiring knowledge. Because of their sincere intentions, they attain divine blessings. Asadullah Isfahani says about the famous Iranian scholar of hadith, Mirza Hussein Nuri Tabarsi, known as Muhaddis Nuri, "One day I went to Holy Karbala in the company of Muhaddis Nuri. On the way, this erudite scholar named two books and pointed out that he was highly interested in them, but was unable to find them despite his extensive searching. He was, however, confident that now, on his visit to Karbala, he would be able to trace these two books. By the grace of the Prophet's grandson, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the immortal martyr of Karbala. We reached the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and after performing the pilgrimage, we came out. Next to the shoekeeping section, I saw a woman who was holding two books. Muhaddis Nuri asked her what books she had. She said she wanted to sell them. We looked at the books and to my surprise, these were the very same books Muhaddis Nuri was searching for. He asked the woman about the price, and she said, 22 rials. Muhaddis Nuri seemed short of money, and all the two of us could find in our pockets were 6 rials. We handed the 6 rials to the woman, and he asked her to accompany us to the marketplace, where this erudite scholar sold his turban and cloak, but still the amount was short of the required 22 rials. He was only left with his clothes and shoes. I asked him, how could a respectable scholar could go about without a turban and a cloak? He said this was not important. What was important were these two rare books. When we re-entered the courtyard of the holy shrine, we met some of our friends, who, seeing the venerable Muhaddis Nuri in such a condition, immediately went out and procured a turban and cloak for him, and the rest of the problem of the two books was solved as well. The summary of this account is that a scholar of the stature of Muhaddis Nuri did not consider below his dignity to go about without turban and cloak for the sake of purchasing two important books. Now let us listen to Ayah 112 of Surah Hud of the Holy Quran. Ayah 112 reads, "So be steadfast, just as you have been commanded, you and whoever has turned to Allah with you, and do not overstep the bounds. Indeed, He sees best what you do." In this ayah, God tells the Prophet to be steadfast, just as you have been commanded, to be steadfast in promotion of Islam and guidance of the people, and in implementation of divine duties and Quranic teachings. Obviously, this steadfastness should not aim to please others and should not be ostensible in nature. Also, it should not be attained for a post or accumulation of wealth. It should only be for the sake of compliance with divine instructions. The divine instruction, although addressing the Prophet, also pertains to the rest of the believers, as is evident by the wordings of the said ayah. In other words, the Almighty calls on the neo-Muslims who were hitherto polytheists to be steadfast in their acceptance of Islam, and not to be deceived by the enemies, the conspirators, the ill-wishers, and dominant powers, as well as by their own whims, such as the urge to accumulate gold, silver, money, and attain high posts, each of which can lure human soul. So keeping the faithful on the righteous path is a very important task, which was indeed a heavy responsibility for the Prophet of Islam and swiftly aged him. Based on a hadith, when this ayah was revealed, the Prophet pointed out that it is time to make utmost effort and to work hard. As is clear by the words of the Holy Prophet, the four important divine instructions have been made, urging steadfastness, purity of character, leadership of the faithful, and avoidance of overstepping the bounds, each of which are heavy responsibilities. Without implementation of these principles, overcoming the enemies who have surrounded Muslims and maintain all cultural, political, economic, social, and military means is rather impossible. The benefits of fasting are evident to all, such that a person who fasts has a better feeling towards his own body and its system after a few days of fasting. This achievement is made if the individual maintains moderation and resorts to a healthy dietary regimen, whilst eating lesser amounts of food. Eating less is not tantamount to weight loss. In fact, a person who fasts is recommended to eat sufficient food and maintain a balanced diet in order to have a healthy body. Currently, some young people eat insufficiently in order to lose weight. Such measures lead to malnutrition, osteoporosis, anemia, chronic headaches, dizziness, and fragility. With due regards to the Islamic narrations or hadith, if everyone had abided by all the health-related recommendations of the Holy Quran and the instructions of the Holy Prophet, and the infallible Imams, peace be upon them, the rate of contraction of physical and mental ailments would have significantly declined. Moderation in consumption of food, in addition to leaving a positive impact on our physical health, also highly contributes to our mental and spiritual health. In this blessed month, some individuals want to meet their daily need for food via the additional consumption of food. However, maintenance of an inappropriate diet lowers the appetite and leads to malnutrition in the long run. Eating less and appropriate consumption of food brings about many health benefits and freshens our body and spirit. The Prophet of God considers eating less the chief remedy of all ailments. He said, "If the residents of one home eat less, their house will be blessed." Modern science considers eating less a means for physical health, freshness of soul, and longevity. Thanks for being with us.